Welcome to episode 8 of the Spooky Chris Podcast. My name is Chris Ringler. I am an author and oddball living in Flint, Michigan. You can find all my stories and just random ramblings on spookychris.com. Thanks for listening. I'm not sure how you would have found me, but if you found me and you're listening, thanks. I appreciate it. I kind of talked about last time how I was getting a story ready for a convention. I don't know what you'd call a convention. A show coming up in May that I'm going to do. I'm going to vend at called StokerCon. And I'm going to read a story, and I have it revised, and I think I'm kind of content with it. I want to read it to the wife and see, because I think you have 15 minutes, so I want to see if I can make the time and just see how it flows. I like the story. I'm not sure if other people will like it, but I like it. But I thought I'd talk a little bit about conventions, because I've been doing conventions kind of on and off since 1994. You know, my first convention I can remember going to was the Weekend of Horrors, 1990, in Dearborn, Michigan. And then I went in 91 to the other Weekend of Horrors they did. And for anybody who wouldn't know what that is, it's essentially a horror convention. It was Fangoria Magazine partnered with Creation Conventions, and it was a big deal. You know, tons of celebrities and vendors, and they showed movies, and it was really fun. We had a great time. It's funny because I remember lots of wandering around, watching some panels, getting autographs. We didn't watch any movies that I recall. You know, we were teenagers, me and my friend and his friend. But it was just neat. It was a neat experience. I think it was a 2-day show, maybe, because I don't remember being there 3 days. But we had a blast, and it really hooked me on conventions. And, you know, me and the friend in 1994, we had been doing zines, which zines are kind of fan-made magazines called fanzines or zines. So we were doing a zine. We had started with a horror one called Cinegore, and then it kind of evolved into something called Goulash that we did, and we did an issue. And we had partnered with another guy who we were friends with, and that guy had taken kind of what we had to the Motor City Comic Convention, which is that's our big statewide convention, comic convention. And showed a guy named Joe Monks. I think he talked to him or something, and Joe loved the name, just the name alone. He was like, let me know how I can help. Very long story short, Joe put one issue out nationally of Goulash. He had said it did basically broke even, which for a nobody's, coming out of nowhere, it's pretty decent. I don't know, again, like, I don't know, deep dive. We lasted one issue, didn't go further. But for a minute there, it was cool, because that was when, I was there as part of his group for the magazine. So we did a couple conventions like that, where I was kind of on the guest list. And again, it hooked me. And from there, I just kind of attended once in a while. In 1999, I put my first book out. And after that, I started doing conventions. And I don't even know what put the noodle in my soup to make me, think about it. But essentially, everything I did was to support that book. When I put it out, I said it again, an old episode, in the catalog of episodes I have, I had subsidized it, which, I basically paid someone to put it together and all that stuff, and they went out of business. So, once they went out of business, I was a one-man show. So I had to promote it and put it out there and kind of, I did one signing at a local Borders, and that was just, man, I think... Any author, any creative, that you should get to do a signing, because it's something else. Because people got, had people come up to me and they'd, flip to the books, what's that mean? What's that? And just, who are you? Or they'd ask me, where's so-and-so book? And I didn't work there. I don't work here, man. So it was super weird, super surreal. It was the only kind of, book signing I ever did like that. I feel weird kind of knocking on people's doors, hey, you should set me up and let me do a signing, because, I get it, I'm not really in anybody, so it's just weird, But so I was always looking for ways to promote the stuff. I come, you know, from a DIY background. That's why I never had an issue with putting out self-published books, is because it's, you know, to me, it's about doing it. It's a do-it-yourself kind of ethos of kind of nobody else is doing stuff for you. You need to look after you. I never had a problem with that. Like, I was around people in bands who would put 7 inches out. I was around people who were poets who would put chat books out. I was around comic book people, and they would put ash cans out, which are like, you know, basically a chapbook, like a self-published comic. So I never saw an issue. I get that the gatekeepers are always going to furrow their brow and like, well, there's too much garbage put out there. I would point you to any number of aisles at a bookstore where someone got paid and published to put a book out that is straight trash. So I'll never ascribe to the nonsense of like, well, too much garbage is coming out, and it's not like, yeah, there's a lot of unpolished stuff, buddy. I have seen Stephen King books with misspellings. I have seen other books that have come out by legit people that have had issues. It doesn't matter how much money you have behind you, like, there's going to be mistakes. Like, to me, like, I mean, and all that's distracting, and we'd all like, you know, a much cleaner product. Though, tell that to game producers. Like, hey, the game came out. Awesome, I want to get it. Oh, well, there's a huge update because we didn't do everything right. Sorry. You know, whatever. But, you know, we'd all like kind of more streamlined and cleaner products. But more than anything, I want something compelling. But, yeah, like, I didn't have a problem going and promoting this stuff. So I put out, you know, I took the book to the conventions, and I, you know, once the book had been out for, you know, a minute, I started putting chat books together. Like, and I have a whole bunch of them, like, with the weird names and the short stories, and I put those together and sell those. I would make pins. I would make, anything. I've made bookmarks, postcards, let me think. Like, T-shirts, anything I could think of that would draw attention or be another product. Because I didn't like having just the one book. At 17 books now, I'm a little like, whew, that may be too many. But, like, I don't have a problem with public, you know, promotion. And I love conventions. You got to go in with the right attitude. It's spending a lot of money for a table. And, I mean, personally, I don't make the money back. But it also gets yourself out there. I don't know what's better, going to a convention and meeting people and making connections. I mean, actually, I do kind of personally. Or, you know, being post, you know, having your story published on a, you know, for free or for, you know, low dough on a website. Website will be there as long as that, you know, as long as someone pays the bills. But like I mentioned, you, I mean, I have made friends there. Like, I made connections. Especially the more you're at them, and again, it's a huge expense, but like just shows in general, I'll say, because not even just comic convention, but shows in general, because there's art shows I've done, book shows, like anything to get my name and my books out there. And again, like from 99 to 09, I was promoting Back From Nothing, my first book, with anything I could think of. And since then, I've had more product to produce, you know, that produce that I can kind of promote. And that helps, but, like, truly, like, book shows, because everything you're getting a different audience, book shows, so you're getting people that are more, you know, they're interested in the literary work, so you're getting people who want a book, you know, that's not a promise that they want your book, but they at least want a book, or they're interested in books, they're interested in reading. I've gone to horror conventions, where it's, you know, like, for me, it's mainly my audience. I write horror more than anything, so at least you're getting the people that want what you're producing. Again, I mean, it's not like it's a huge, like, swath of people that are wanting to read, per se, but there's a bunch. And again, if nothing else, convention folks, and the more they see you and stuff, I mean, it's a family. Everybody sees each other. Everybody tries to go and have fun. There's jerks, but generally everybody's there to kind of sell and have a good time. Horror conventions, much more laid-back vendors than a comic convention, because you're getting, like, everybody's in horror, so it's, you're, you know, it's merch, or it's books, or it's art, or it's, you know, or there's the celebrities, and celebrities at horror shows, too, because the horror community is so close-knit, are really laid back, my experience, super laid back, super mellow, like, they'll get bored and wander around, comic shows are cool because, I mean, they can be huge, and you're getting a little everybody. So you'll get someone who doesn't go to horror shows but might, again, like a horror book or might like a weird book about flying sheep, you know, whatever. And you're getting access to people you wouldn't have before. The problem there is that I've done the comic convention. I was near this. So what got me back into self-publishing again is I did this, and I can't remember if I told the story that a previous podcast. I apologize if I did. So I was set up at Motor City Comic Con with my book and all my other junk. And the guy next to me had one book, a big old fat thing. And it was a superhero book. And this is 09. So it was really before, like, kind of the new heyday. And it was $25. I was like, oh, this guy's nuts. He sold those things hand over fist. Like, I couldn't believe it. And it's because they were superhero. And I talked to the guy, and he'd, you know, gone through a company called Lightning Source, and it turned me on to self-publishing. But that drove me crazy. Not because he's a nice guy. It was just like, I'll get put by, like, other authors, which makes sense. But then I'm just like, oh, man, they're always selling more than me. I remember being next to this woman for one weekend, and she had this big, elaborate castle set up behind her she brought, and she was dressed like an elf the whole weekend, and she was selling fantasy books about elves and stuff. Sold them like mad. I barely sold a thing. And it sucks because you're kind of stuck in their shadow, so you're like, oh, really? I was next to a dude that was an artist that worked for Star Wars. He kind of, like, you know, you'll get near people that kind of steal your thunder, so you really have to kind of be on. You know, it's one of those things, like, if you're not open to promoting, if you're not willing to promote your work, there's no point in going. And me, honestly, being authentic. Don't try to sell people, as it were. Be authentic. Those are the things. That's all you got to do, to me, is really just be you, know what you're trying to sell, and be cool. Like, if somebody doesn't want it, then they don't want it. Don't push them. If they ask, kind of, I always get asked, what's your favorite? I mean, I don't have a favorite. So I just kind of, I always stumble over that. But, like, just being nice to people, being kind, being funny, all of that helps. Like, going to conventions, especially comic conventions, because you have all of these people. And, again, it's different types of people. You have comic artists, comic writers, authors, crafters, merch people, like, all these people. And you'll get people that will hawk you. So it'll be like a carny, like, hey, come over here. Hey, you with the hat. Come on over and buy this. Yeah, you need to have this. And there's people like that still, and it drives you up the wall. Because, I mean, it works for them, I guess. But I hate it as a guest, you know, as, like, just a patron. I hate it as a vendor. Because you're trying to talk to somebody, and you have somebody, like, hollering at them. I hate it. But, like, if you're cool to people and don't, you know, like, if they come by and they'll say, oh, hey, I'm not looking to buy. Oh, hey, that's cool. Take a look, man. You know, have cards. Have cards or something that people can take with them. That's why I liked the bookmarks, cards, something, again, something funny, postcards, something that they can take, that they can track you down, something that catches their eye. Art is always great. If you can have, like, something with a piece of art on it or a logo, like, not just a white business card with your name, like something that, even if something funny, just something that catches their attention, that sticks in their head, because they're going to be inundated with all kinds of stuff, so that, you know, you want something that's going to stick in their mind. And you know, more than anything, have fun. You've got, like, I started to try to look at these as, like, they're mini, vacations, because it's hard to make the money back, because, like our Motor City Comic Con is like $325, I think, now for a table. It's 3 days, and some, you know, a lot of people make that. But for me, my books are like $5-$10. That's a lot of damn books to sell, to think I'm going to make that money back. So I just go and try to have fun, meet people, see friends, make connections, get my name out there. That's why I do these things. With StokerCon, I hope I meet people. I hope I sell a few books. I hope I, you know, make some connections. And more than anything, I want to have fun. But, like, you know, at the end of the day, everything kind of serves the beast. Everything serves writing. And my goal is to keep writing and make a few bucks and get my stories in people's hands. So hopefully me telling these stories and kind of talking about what I do will inspire you, like, oh, I wonder what he writes. I mean, check my blog, spookychris.com, and maybe you will want to buy something. You know, maybe you'll want to check something out. If not, I mean, it is what it is. I still do my little podcast. I'll still ramble. But that's the hope in the end, is that people will want to know what my fiction's like, will want to know what else I can do. That's the fun. So more than anything, like, you know, I said it in a previous podcast, but like, if you have a passion, pursue it. And there are enough shows and enough things out there. Like, if you're in a band, you can find local gigs. Like, it's not easy, and you'll want to know, like, how much you should get paid or what's fair, or, you know, you'll want to look into that, like everything. You know, there's poetry circles, there's writer circles, there's all kinds of things. It takes a little investigation. Like, I've been doing this for about 20 some years. And it all takes a little work, a little footwork, to kind of know what you're doing. But I mean, if you believe in it, it's your passion, I mean, you'll that's what you'll do. I mean, that's how I've gotten into everything, is I kind of stumble into it. Not even meaning to. That's how I ended up, you know, creating a convention and doing all this other stuff, is I just fell into it. Like, I never intended to make movies. I made movies when I was a teenager. And maybe I'll talk about kind of how I'd go about all that in a upcoming podcast. But yeah, so we'll, you know, keep at it. Whatever you do, whatever makes you happy, keep at it. Unless it's like stabbing people in the butt or something, that's really not a really great path forward. You're just, you know, going to run into some kind of trouble. Otherwise, just stay cool, stay crispy. Enjoy the oncoming spring. And I will talk to you soon. Bye.